Chino Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And Juno Afternoon made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Next with me in the studio, the Smith brothers are here. It's Sally Smith and Greg Smith.
Brothers?
Well, I don't know what it is. Oh, brother. Sally, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Andy.
Greg,
I hope you are too.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Andy.
Doing great. And you guys want to recruit singers for Holiday Pops. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely.
This is a hardcore recruitment session we're about to have here.
It is. The Army wants you.
We want you to sing.
To feel the holiday spirit.
Well, Sally, I know you've been involved for a while, but Greg, you were just saying that just your first year singing in with this group was just last year. Is that right?
Yep. First time last year.
So how was it?
It was awesome.
Butterflies
for
the first
performances? You walk in and you're like, okay, what are we doing? And I'm looking at this sheet music with four parts and a little terrified, but it was great.
Did you have experience reading sheet music and singing and that sort of?
In Harborview Singers when I was 8.
That's very good.
Sally puts this great CD together that helps you with the different notes. You can talk to the person next to you who potentially sings in Juno Lyric Opera or does other things. There's just great support to get you on key and on pitch.
Cool. Sally, what kind of folks show up for singing in this choir?
Anyone who wants to.
Uh-huh.
The idea behind it was that we would provide a gift of music to the community at a price that was affordable. And that also meant giving a gift to the musicians or people who would like to try it out without having to pay to play. So there are no fees. We don't charge for music. We issue the music and ask that you return it at the end. We make you just be better, we hope, or get interested or have fun. That's kind of the core. And then the goal is maybe you'll want to go on and take a workshop at some point. But this is our 12th year. For the last several years, we've had over 70 on the risers.
Well, so what's 70 people? That's great.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the schedule happen? It seems like, okay, so you got it. This is a compressed time period here, right? To get people to practice. And I mean, yeah, tell me about.
It's all pretty casual.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that too loudly. I want everyone to come to every rehearsal that they possibly can make. But this isn't like putting on a play. And again, it's in the community spirit of the season of getting together, making music, and having a good time. So I don't take attendance. I will only say that once. Other than that, I'm just hardcore. Please be there.
Right.
But we rehearse on Sundays, starting this Sunday at the Jack from 3 to 5:30.
Okay.
And anyone who wants to come this Sunday, I would recommend they come in to the back door, the Jack. The front doors will be locked. Then on Tuesdays, we are out at Glacier Valley Elementary School from 6:45 until 9. They aren't the same rehearsal in two different locations. It's two different rehearsals. But we want to make it accessible to as many people as possible rather than have one group of people have to do all the driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah.
So we just split it and have two locations. And I know that not everybody can make every rehearsal. They're busy people. They have full-time jobs. They have children. They have extenuating circumstances. It's a busy community. They have other commitments. But somehow this little puppy
keeps
together.
Working, right.
And we also have the wonderful support of other groups. So each year we've had a brass quintet. The Capitol Brass will be back with us again this year. We have Queens. If you know Queens,
yeah.
A women's group that
beautiful, beautiful, amazing harmonies. Yeah. Yep,
they're going to do a couple of numbers for us. We have a young man. I'm not sure how old he is, but he's going to sing "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas."
Okay,
and then we have a couple of numbers that we're going.
Is that you, Greg? Is that the young man?
I also want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Yes,
he may want one, but he's a little too old.
He's a little old for that.
A little old for this part, but. Yeah, it's going to be neat. We're going to do a couple of things with the Capitol Brass. They'll accompany us. Lori Clow will be accompanying us on an arrangement she wrote of I Wonder As I Wander, and she's going to be playing Celtic harp to accompany us.
What's the Celtic harp? I don't know
smaller.
That one. Just smaller, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really neat.
Cool.
And then Dr. Lori Heggie is one of our accompanists, and Lori Clow is our other. So we welcome anyone to come and have a good time in song in the spirit of the season.
Cool.
First half is secular music, all the fun old stuff, and some new stuff like Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney's song.
Yeah.
We have that one on the roster this year. And then the second half, we move to the more sacred.
Mm-hmm. Greg, what was did you have certain favorites of last year's experience, or certain ones that you felt like, boy, that was didn't think I'd get there, but I got there? Or
I think Joy to the World was a big hit. Gosh,
and we'll do
I've
that
sang
again.
Them so many times, and yet you can't pull them out of the air when you need to. But no, I mean it puts you in the spirit. There's sometimes I go through a year, and sometimes Christmas comes around, and you're like, oh, it's Christmas, and you know you. Call and hopefully have a meal with friends and family. But last year, I just remember being like after Holiday Pops with that music just like reverberating through my life. I'm like, I am in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
It was really, and it
it's
was really fun.
Up.
Great
yeah.
group, really fun. People are friendly. The support's good. And it's neat to get up on stage and share some Christmas music with the community. It's a great time. So, and that's why I'm back.
Yeah.
And
so
we encourage families too. We ask that you not drop your children off as a way to have an evening free unless they are probably high school age or older and interested in singing.
Right. Don't just drop them off.
We really like it if they want to sing.
I'm distracting enough.
Right. No iPhones.
But we've had family groupings, and I think it's a great thing for maybe big brothers and big sisters to bring their littles. Who aren't so little anymore.
Yeah.
We do have junior high kids from time to time who are really, really engaged in this and learn from it and have a good time. So you get some music education, whether you like it or not. I am a music educator, and a lot of singing and a lot of fun.
Yeah, great. Well, what do they do to get
show
involved?
Up.
Yeah. Just show up at one of the locations.
Show up Sunday at 3:00 over at the Jack. You'll get issued a booklet of music like I have brought with me today, a nice three-ring binder.
Wow.
And that is that singer's for the duration. And then at the end, they just turn it in because they can mark all over it and do cartwheels on it and have fun. And the other aspect of this is not only do you just come and show up and sing and have a good time and learn music and present this gift to the community – you just meet a lot of people you didn't know otherwise.
Yeah, right. A melting pot of the
really
community.
Is.
Yeah, right.
I look out at people talking to each other that I go, you know, they would never have met in any other circumstance, and they might not have realized that there's a business opportunity, there's a friendship opportunity, there's a fellowship opportunity. It's
well,
all
that's
rolled
the
into
spirit
one.
Of the holiday mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. There it is. Yeah.
And Andy,
Joy to the World.
Yes.
Joy to the World.
You were talking
with
about
the brass
ways,
quintet as accompaniment.
You were talking about ways people can find out more. There is a Facebook event, I think, by the Jack. I think just maybe for this Sunday, just to kind of remind people of the schedule and when and where to show up. And then
there's a correction to that, though. Oh. It says arrive at 2:30, and we don't start until 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you can email Sally. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's your email?
And it's Sally Smith, all one word, @mac.com.
Okay. Very good. Well, have a wonderful Christmas time. Have a wonderful holiday, as Paul McCartney would have said. And have a fantastic time singing. And I'm sure you'll get even more than 70 this year. I'll bet.
We have no idea, Andy. It's one of those great surprises. It's better than opening a Christmas gift to see what comes on Sunday. And, you know, all faiths are welcome. This first half is mostly just holiday spirit.
All right. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Have a great time singing this holiday.
Thank you, Andy.
All right.
Thanks,
and,
Andy.
That's, again, Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Jack. To get more info and to pick up your booklet and become a holiday singer. All right. Thanks to
works
both of you.
Works for us.